Welcome, all new episode. Well, it's our anniversary episode, 1 year. Run and Tell That Podcast. We're going to change it up and from the normal, since this is our anniversary episode. So, you got me, Rod. You got G-Man, Dale, Ro. And I don't think JP's with us this week, but he's always with us in spirit.
Yes.
So, all right, guys, happy new year.
Well, happy new year to everyone.
Yes, sir. Happy new year. I know Dale is on his way.
On his way? Okay. Yeah. So y'all know this, it was 1 year. Like today, that we did our first episode was aired
on January 6th.
Was after my okay
January 6th. Well, that's when we put the episode out.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was the third, too.
I thought it was the third.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Look, that's him pulling up on two wheels right now. That's Brad pulling up on two wheels.
Yep.
But you know what? From that very first episode, we done had some classic. We done had, like, when you look at the news one, like, I went back the other day and I listened to that one. And then I listened to a good bit of them, you know, while I was out here cleaning my vehicle. And I realized that, man, we have come a long way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
We've come a long way in a good way, you know what I mean? And that's the best thing about a podcast, you know what I mean, is that you come a long way, you touch up a little bit thing, and some of us have gotten horrible. Some of us are horrible now.
Some of us got horrible? Who got horrible?
Yeah, man, some of the things that we done, I mean, we got people cutting meat and buck naked. We got people dango.
who the hell does that?
Gigolo. But
hey, look. Look.
Sorry, brother. Sorry. Hold on.
Look.
There you go.
Going forward in 2025, we will not be referring to me as Gigolo Gerard.
Yes, sir.
We can go back to the first one. Gray Sweats. We can go back to that. I'll embrace that more than Gigolo Gerard.
I don't have a good ring to it, like the you know.
That sounds like I'm standing I'm over there by the mill.
Well, it's like since your birthday is coming up, it's like you coming out your own birthday cake dancing.
Wow. Really? So that's what we're doing now. We couldn't wait to the other episode. We're just gonna go ahead and do that this episode. All right. I see what we're doing.
I mean it's the flow of the anniversary is what I'm saying. Like it's given, you know.
Okay.
But in a good way.
Yeah.
You know. I too feel like we came a long way. You know. I had lost my train of thought.
You said we came a long way.
We came a long way.
Guess not.
Dale here. You fellas doing all right?
All right.
Oh yeah,
how you doing? Happy New Year.
Doing good. Sorry, I was running a little late.
Oh, no. You fine.
Nah, you good.
Yep.
The only thing you missed was that every.
You said the only thing you missed what?
Was that that you and him said that we came a long way in a year.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, sure.
You know, because like at first, man, when we first started this podcast, we didn't know the outcome. We know that we were doing a podcast to have fun and all that stuff like that. But then once you get into the podcast, like once you get into being like part of the podcast and looking for Fridays to come, man, it stopped being like, man, oh man, man, we got this podcast coming up. And you don't want to make no plans.
Nope.
You don't want to make no plans. Your plans got to be like, for me personally, when I get off at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock on Friday, I try to get all my stuff done before it's time for me to get on that podcast because I still want to share the time with my brothers because we have a lot of laughters, man. We got some classic laughters and we got some classic like, what you say? What just happened? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then again, I think the a lot of times now that we got some folks listening to us, that makes a difference too. Some people are looking forward to hearing us come on.
Well, I'll tell you this, man, and not to cut across nobody, I'm going to just say this. That episode that we did on Friday, it's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Now, it has the most views on YouTube right now for us. Okay. You know what I mean? I was like, man, that's what's up. You know what I mean? Because, man, we normally have a couple here, a couple there. Now we got, like, past a couple. Mm-hmm. If you go look at YouTube, you say, dang, compared to the numbers that was out before. So we're gradually getting there.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, once we get everything together, we're going to be good. Mm-hmm. Trust me. 2025 is
I will say this. The number one clip was the clip that I cut from the show where the last show. I think it was the last show, right?
Yeah.
Where Callie said, turn around and lick your ass twice. And then you said, no, Callie, you're not going to lick my ass. That was like, when I cut that clip, I laughed at least. I laughed every time I cut that. When I listened to it, but that's like one of the highest view clips or whatever on YouTube right now, as far as the clips go.
Yeah, I was laughing
too. When Callie is on, she makes a big difference. We surely respect her and enjoy her. And like I said, that interaction between him and her, that's just funny. Really good.
Hey, she done moved on. But it's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. I mean, and that's what we're here for, man, just to have a good time.
And entertain each other. And the few folks that will listen, you know, and if it brings them a little entertainment, that's better still.
Well, right now we got like we got a few messages. I'm gonna go ahead and knock those messages out real quick.
Shout out to the brothers Broham. Shout out to G-Man, Ro, G46. What's going on with y'all? This Rock Man anniversary episode. Thank you. And year one is in the books. That's what I'm talking about. The Make It Happen Captain. Who is that, I ask? I know for damn sure it's the captain that makes it motherfucking happen. Shit, I'm just chilling with y'all until for the day. How's the weather where y'all brothers at, man? Because it's wet as coochie out here. It's wet as good coochie.
Shit, it's cold as hell out here.
It's cold shit. Where we at? All right.
Well, all together now. Happy New Year, gentlemen. It has been such a pleasure to be in this arena that you guys have created and to allow me to be in this space with you guys. And I hope in this next year, in your many, 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 many more episodes, you will be having that you allow me to continue to be in your space. I wish you guys as a group all the best, many more funny, goofy, and serious shows you will have. So, with that being said, Happy New Year. And Rock, I see you down there.
We appreciate it, Callie.
Oh, you appreciate it.
And G-Man, you know, I got a bone to pick with you. Yep.
Oh, shit.
Jared, when's your birthday? Oh, I gotta come see you. Oh, did I say that?
Yeah, my birthday is Sunday.
Yeah, he got a birthday is Sunday. He gonna be bouncing, jumping out his own birthday cake. You know, ain't nothing like a little pound cake and icing, sliding down the nut sack coming out of cake.
That sounds so disgusting. That sounds so disgusting on so many levels. Nothing about that sounds appealing. But all right.
Most of them come out with their banana hammock draws on. They're all gonna come out with the condom already on.
Wow. Wow.
There's a Food Network.
Oh, we got another message.
Oh, snap. Sunday. Oh, my God. Why are you just not mentioning Gerard? Really? Really? That is not what you're supposed to do. So, Gerard, you want a cake that has the icing that's as smooth as two cheeks? Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
Here it goes.
I mean, it's the anniversary landing for your birthday.
You say what?
I said it's the anniversary landing for your birthday.
Yeah. Because when you think about it, I don't know why I thought that we did our first episode January 3rd when it was the day after my birthday when we did the first episode. That's when it was uploaded. I don't know where I saw January 3rd at.
Yeah, but you know what? But I'll tell you this, man, that like all the episodes that we did, man, we done had some. I'm telling you right now, you go back and listen to episodes after episodes after man, we all done said something that been like, did he just say that? And it's funny.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And it's funny. We all done said something. You know what I mean? And that's why I say I appreciate y'all, man. I mean, look, we got some more episodes in us, a bunch more. And Callie, look, I did all I can for you yesterday. I did every single thing I can. I helped. Look, you were thanking me. You were thanking me, and then you were hating me at the same time when you were thanking me. You get what I'm saying? You know? Mm. Like she said, how a first date can go like that. And I said, how you mean first date? It was free. It was a free date. You know what I'm saying? Off of screaming. You know what I mean? But I'm sorry to say, Callie, your team lost. And I felt kind of bad for you and the team. You know what I mean? Because Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You ain't that band. Yeah. She loved Georgia, man.
Okay.
You know? I'm sorry that your team, you know, got the beatdown from the beatdown. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I ain't even think of shit still.
Yeah, I didn't even know they were playing. I didn't even know they were playing. Because I got off work early yesterday, and then when I woke back up, I fell asleep. When I woke up, it was like after 6 or something like that, after 5 or something. I don't remember.
But I'll tell you this, man. I watched. Okay, so I did the bracket, man. So and this is funny. So I did fantasy football. Came in second place set fantasy, and some of these Negroes don't want to pay. I win second place. Some of them don't want to pay now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of these guys don't want to pay. But you can't be like that. You know what I mean? No. Look, let me tell you this, and I'm gonna say it just like this. If you listening later on to these episodes, especially this one right here, just remember you can't go in life without paying people.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No. Some, you owe
them. Yeah, man. I win. Only one person paid me out of the. Well, I came in second place. Only one person paid me, but I let it be known. You know what I'm saying? I am that dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And no, you would have paid.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, but and then the saddest part about it, so that's what happened. I came in second place, and then. I went on, you know, this, you know, they had this, you do your bracket stuff for the football, man, I did good. Man, the first week, man, I was number one.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You had an opportunity to win $50,000. So I was number one. Man, I was, man, look, you couldn't tell me nothing on Sunday. I said, I'm going to get this $50,000 and all this stuff like that. How about all my teams that I got lost? Mm-mm. All, every single one that I had on that brand, that college football thing lost. Every single one. So it's not, what I'm saying is that the free back brackets are not good because it messes you up mentally. You know, I went to bed happy.
Okay. Yeah.
When this weekend came, I went to bed sad. You know what I'm saying? Went to bed sad. But yeah, I mean, like you, one thing you have to do, man, I don't care what you do in life, you got to pay people when you owe them, especially because if you think about it, if you had win, I would have to give you that money, you know what I'm saying? And all that stuff like that. But you got some cats out here, man, these days, man. They're like, man, I had to go Christmas. Man, you shouldn't have played if you got to go Christmas shopping. You know you had to go Christmas shopping.
You don't play with your Christmas money.
You know, look, at the beginning of the year, you know you had to buy them dang-gone kids, dang-gone school
Christmas gifts and stuff. Yeah.
School equipment. Mm-hmm. You know when fantasy football first started.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When it first started, you know that. And you sit there and say, I am all in.
Now, again, if they would have won, they'd have won all their money.
Man, let me tell you.
Spot.
Now I know. Because next year when I play with some of these cats, if I play with them.
If you play, if
I play with them, I'm going to give
them. Depending on see who playing.
I'm going to give them the serial rape look.
Mm-hmm.
The what?
I'm gonna give them that look like, huh? I'm like, huh? Yeah. Now it's my time to screw, like Callie say, lick your butt. Well, it's my time to screw you in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't think I would have used that as a, you know, thing. I probably would have said something else. But okay. All right.
You don't think that's a good analogy?
No, well, that's
I don't think so. I don't think saying you're going to, you know, basically fuck somebody in the ass is a good analogy. But all right.
No, I know what you mean.
No. He didn't say he was going to fuck him. He said he was going to take the butt.
Take the butt. I mean, you know.
Just take the
I'm
butt.
Just saying.
Barbecue chicken, man. Barbecue chicken, both of y'all. But for me, and at the end of the day, man, like I said, you know, when you play anything, that's why I told the guy who started it, put everything together, take the money.
Yeah.
Get the money first.
Put the money, put the bracket in, take the money.
Take the money. But some of these cats, they want to sit there and wait till the last
minute. No. When you put your fill out your paper, you take the money.
Get the money. You want to look.
Yeah.
Man, and then you got some of these cats out here, man. Some of them, man, they rugged, man. He told the guy who did it, he said, I ain't paying you. And what?
Wow.
Yeah, he told the guy that. He told the guy that started the I'm paying you and what?
You might have to go to the back of the building.
And I told the guy at work, I said, he said, what?
Yeah, you might go to the back.
I said, man, you might have to have that conversation.
Yeah, you gotta have that talk.
You know what I mean?
In the back of the building.
And he said, well, if he ain't gonna pay, I'll just go ahead and pay for him. What? Pay for who?
Oh, no.
No. That's a real situation there, man. But no, I just threw everybody else off. But we celebrating our anniversary right here, man. Ain't about me, it's about us.
That's it.
That's right. And two things I ain't gonna do is go back and forth.
No. I'm gonna tell you, message. You know, a man is good as his word. If he ain't got the word ain't good.
No, a lot of people ain't got words, man. Mm-hmm. You know, 2025, I say I would do better with my words. You know what I'm saying? And what I mean by my words, if I promise that I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? Because, I'm 50-50.
I've never seen you go.
I'm 50-50, though, because I'll say I'll do something on a Saturday.
But you got a good, your mind is right.
Yeah.
Your thought is right.
Yeah.
But things come up.
Well, I know things come up, but you know what? So that's the problem. Mm-hmm. See, if I know it's going, I know it's going to come up, but I don't need to plan it.
No,
I need to sit there at the spirit of the moment and say, hey, what you doing? My problem is that I'll plan something and then
things go sideways.
Things always go sideways. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But like Gerard said, we got a message.
All right.
G-Man, it's all good. You know, I talked to my son about that game, and he reminded me that, oh, we still number one. Just because we lost that game, we are number one in the South. So I'm good with that. I am okay with that. And, you know, I'm just playing with you about what happened yesterday. You know, it was like you took me to the restaurant and said, oops, here's a nice restaurant, but I left my wallet in the car. I got to check on something, and you never really came back, and I had to take care of the damn bill. Yeah, it was free, all right, for you.
I don't know if you've been a part of our podcast, but I was telling you, I think it was a Valentine's Day one when we were doing a podcast, and I was telling everybody about my cousin and the girl that he took on a date and all that stuff like that, and he left his wallet.
I remember that, yeah.
And mm-hmm. for some apparent reason, you know, Callie, look, I'm going to tell you this. I would not do you like that. Even if I have to wash dishes, you still gonna eat that steak and that potato, that calamari for appetizer. You still gonna eat that thermal soup.
I thought you was about to say something else. My hearing been bad. My hearing been bad last few weeks. I thought you was about to say, yeah, you eat that steak and get this dick, but that's not what you said. I'm sorry. I digress. Keep going. I thought that's where you was going with it. My bad. Keep going. Ignore me.
I'm done.
I'm just.
No. <I'm...
laughs> Oh God.
Well, I guess I got my ha ha moment out for 2025. I think I'm good. I think I'm good.
You guys got any?
What would you say? No, not really. Just to enjoy every day, take it as it come, and make the best of it.
You know, I just got a feeling that something great gonna happen this year. You know, I don't know exactly what it is, but I think something really good gonna happen for all of us in 2025.
Yeah, I feel like
be together, but you know, as long as we can be,
mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, and I thank Greg for introducing me to Ro and Gerard. Like I said again, I've enjoyed you fellas' company. JP has always been part of our little crew. So, like I said, when he's not around, we miss him. But you guys are solid. Like I said, and I appreciate that. And I respect men that stand up and just have respect for one another.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in 2025, just the podcast itself is going to take another big step. So, because in the beginning, did we think that we were going to, I kind of knew we was going to be where we are, but to be like, to have the countries and the cities and all the stuff that listen to us, and to start, you know what I'm saying, now we basically have our own hoodies and we'll have our t-shirts and stuff like that. That I didn't see right now. Like, I figured that probably wouldn't be until this year.
Yeah.
So
I'm getting a lot of good feedback off the hoodies too.
Yeah, me too.
Like when I wear it out.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know what? We got the gray one coming soon.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And like I said again, you know, we got a little merch coming out. Like I said, we want to try some different things, you know. So the gray's gonna be nice.
Yeah, and then there's some.
Weather get a little warm. We're gonna do some polos.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna keep this thing flowing.
running talent. Like I said, it's going to be seen a little bit more. And anybody that wants some merch, let us know.
Yeah, I mean, like, I got some. I'm gonna order some, like some gray one. During the summertime, I'm have the t-shirt. I'm gonna have all kinds of stuff. We're gonna have the t-shirt going. We're gonna have the underwear going. We're gonna have the boxers going. We're gonna have the condoms going. We're gonna have
really
every single thing that you need.
Really?
We're gonna have the socks going. And then we might have the kneecaps for the ladies, because you know some of them need that.
Yeah, need them knee protection.
Oh, wow. 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 Wow.
We're going to call them run and kneel that.
Damn. But I will say this, because
Callie's going to be free.
Callie got a message.
Okay. But before I play the message, like, I've been on, like, TikTok or whatever, just going in certain lives or whatever. And we have a lot of streamers are coming to listen, you know, view our shows on YouTube. So, I mean, that's added more. And then every time I come into their live or whatever, they shout us out and everything else. So that's something else to look at, too. I'm gonna play.
And you know,
what the hell?
And for our listeners, you know, we've tried it before, but if they ever have a topic that they would like for us to maybe discuss, or you know, something for us to kick around, we open. You know, we all got a little age on us. Like I said, we done been around and seen a few things. So, like I said again, if there are any thoughts, any subjects, like I said, nothing's off limit with us.
All right.
I believe Jordan needs some birthday sex. That's what I believe. And actually, you know, in reality, I don't know if I mentioned this to you guys in previous talks, but I did have a first-time date with somebody. They did leave me straight up at the restaurant. They said exactly that. Oh, I forgot something. I left my wallet in the car and never came back.
Wow.
Man, that's fucked up.
That's messed up.
Oh, got another one.
Yeah.
Did you just say underwear?
Yeah, we gonna go.
Is lettering gonna be right above the dick?
You gonna do panties, fellas?
Yeah, we're doing everything. Our first one, I'm gonna send to her.
What about the women that don't wear panties?
Well, we got G-screens.
What you gonna do for them?
We changed the name. Ain't G-screen no more.
Hemstring.
Buy one, you get five free. Look,
y'all sound far away.
The best thing about hemstring is that it's a little stuff that touch the home plate.
Home plate.
Hemstring.
Wow. Hemstrings. Okay.
Hemstrings. All right. That's right. All right. Now, would Callie be interested in modeling?
That's better than side hustle clothing.
Yeah. You know,
Don't do that. Don't do that.
I got a message from Callie.
Go ahead and get you a pair of those hemstrings and hammer it home.
Wow.
Just say it.
And it come with three condoms.
That's right. But you know, right thing.
Did it come with what?
Three condoms.
So what about the men that don't use condoms?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what you got the string for.
Okay.
Yeah, Gerard's right. You guys, all of you, sound far away. Gerard, you're good as always.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I know. I know. I know.
How about right now? Y'all can hear us?
You sound far away.
You still can hear me now?
What about right now?
We can hear you, but you sound far away.
Well,
you know, and I want y'all to be mindful.
Y'all need right to get now, closer to the mic.
We gonna get some mics. We working on getting our, some better equipment.
How about right now?
Yeah.
A little right. bit better?
My yeah. Bad. Yeah, it's better. Okay. All right, next hey, message.
No, I would not be interested in G-strings. There's only one thing that goes between these cheeks. And it's not material.
All right, well, let me just go ahead and tell you this right now.
That she in the, so, Callie says she in the butt stuff.
Well, let me go ahead and tell
you. I only say that because it made me and Ro laugh. So that's why I say it. That's why I say butt stuff. I mean, it just makes me and Ro laugh. I don't know why, but it does.
Well, you know what? Okay, so think about hamstrings for a second. Hamstring is...
Huh?
Hamstring.
You sound far away again.
Right on the mic.
Ro, mute out for a minute. Let me see something. All right, now y'all say something.
Hello?
Okay, so yeah, what happens is, yeah, whatever happens, whenever Ro unmutes, whatever the air is in the background, that's what's making y'all is making y'all sound far away.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm sitting right here. We sitting right on the mic. But so right quick with hamstring is that even though Callie says she don't like that, well, since she like the butt action, she can flip him. So remember now, hamstring got the little sticks, the little stuff sticking up, touching stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's the best part about hamstring. You know what I'm talking? It.
And we gonna put some lube on.
So she can turn it around.
Oh my God! What the fuck we got going on here?
Now she got the slippery butt.
Oh my God. He said we're gonna put some lube on it. Oh shit.
It's gonna be built in.
Oh wow. Hold on. Okay.
Working for comfort.
Okay, we got one. Ooh, yeah, got four of them.
No, you guys sound so far away.
That was an earlier message. Don't worry about that one.
No, it sounds like, Gerard, you know what it sounds like? They are, like I said a couple episodes ago, y'all got these fold-out chairs and you're sitting around the phone 10 feet away. I can't hear you. Scoot up. G-Man, I cannot hear you. I cannot. I wonder if somebody needs to update their app, but they do, to me, and the audience still sound like you're kind of far away. You guys just need to be, your clarity needs to be just as good as Gerard's, but I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. You're yeah, right. I would prefer the edible lube so you can nibble and bite and lick all over my cheeks. Georgia Peach, that is.
Oh, Jesus. Pull her up. Callie, you need
You pull her up. You got the star. I can't pull her up.
You got
to pull her up. Yeah, you got the star. It rotates around, so this time you have the star. I think because you answered first, I believe.
Oh, okay. So I got the star.
Yeah, you got the star. You know what? Just do that. There she goes.
There you go.
Is she up there? Okay.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, what's up, hey, Callie?
Is that better?
Hey.
You can hear us now?
Yeah.
Okay. That's crazy.
I don't know.
I think it's me. I'm in the car.
Wow.
So I'm in the car driving. So it's probably me.
No, Ro, now you sound really good. I think they, G-Man and them, they need to sound just a little bit better than everybody's going to be on the same page.
We're going to work on something.
Yes.
Well, everybody's not going to sound as good as mine. I'm just saying.
Oh, you're special. Okay.
Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you recognize that, Callie.
Of course.
That's because you walking around with that crotch cake in your back pocket.
What are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about?
So what?
Nothing.
Minnesans.
Got quiet.
I don't know, but
everybody got quiet.
We
travel
to because
I know all the
winners
in my joint.
We both talk at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
You know, they got Mia here. They got a talk in the background for the attack.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I said, well, while me being in the car, I got the wind going.
Is it hot or something? Where are you at?
No, I'm inside the car. I got the windows up, but just the ambience of my car is loud, you know.
Thought you were going through a heat flash.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hell no. I ain't no woman. I ain't going through menopause.
All right. How about right now? Y'all can hear us?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine. You're okay.
All right. We fixed it. We fixed the situation. So we should be good now. We in the sound booth.
Whose plug went into whose hole?
Huh? Hello?
You said what? Yeah.
I said, whose plug went into whose hole to fix this?
you said who holding the plug?
Yeah, you know Cali problem is that Cali. Let me. Can I say it?
Yeah.
Anniversary.
Yeah.
Or should I wait till the next episode? The next.
Nah, go on and say it this episode. Go on and say it this episode. Go ahead and say it. Go ahead.
Cali want, she want Big Daddy Long Stroke. And then
reconnecting.
So you reconnected, so we didn't hear that last part.
No, it won't offend her.
No,
that's what you.
Well, whatever it was, we didn't hear it.
I don't see what you said.
Yeah, you was reconnecting.
There you go.
Remember they did. They didn't fix it.
I'm telling you.
No, they ain't fix it.
You guys don't hear us no better?
We hear you, but y'all was reconnecting at one point.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. My thing is
went to the sound studio.
Yeah, my internet ain't going thing said is up there, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on tonight. They got that four lines up there.
Mm-hmm.
But
what was you about to say?
You want so this is what she wants. She wants Daddy Long Stroke, but then she also want the popsicle stick in the rear end.
Oh my God!
It's just a thought now.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, like, I can't say the word about the pop. I mean, you know,
this is how you're supposed to say it. This is how you're supposed to say it. I want the popsicle so I can lick on it, and then I want you to take care of me after I've licked on it. Okay.
Okay. You not told us enough about yourself last week when you said the back of your throat. When you say you're sitting there holding it, I mean, I'm like, right now, look, I'm discombobulated when she said that.
That'll mess a brother up.
No, she messed me up last week when she said that.
That'll do it.
Yeah, I mean, she had me stumped for the ground.
Y'all something else. Y'all are something else.
You got a message?
No, what's funny is when Callie say something, then you hear Dale, shit. Every time.
All right. G-Main, Roe, Jared, what's going on? CG in the building. I see Minnesota's right here next to me in the boom boom room. This is Rock. Just chilling, man. So far, that's what I'm into. No telling Jato Helen. Man, I gotta ask, did y'all watch that new Sonic the Hedgehog 3? Man, I'm gonna tell you, just like that King Kong, the new empire, I saw the red sun, the blue sun, the white / yellow sun, and the black sun. Sacrifice. A lot of these films, if you really sit down and trip off of it and decode it, it's about grown-ass adults having to heal themselves from their childhood trauma, tending to do with their family and their toxic-ass motherfucking friends. Cut them motherfucking niggas off, man. You know, motherfuckers ain't gonna apologize, and when they do, it's not genuine. This is an NPC apology. You looking to apologize to your ass. All right, I said I'm sorry. Cut them off, nigga. Cut them off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, apologies are people that apologize quickly. I've learned that. And sometimes it's fake. Yeah, it's not sincere because they don't want you to correct them about the mistake.
Or come out of pocket.
They don't want you to come out. So, man, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
No, we got to talk about this.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people have a defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. They go, they get like defensive so quick. And all that stuff like that. Like, how can we have a conversation when you're defensive?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And a lot of people don't understand.
They're reconnecting again.
Damn.
Probably the weather.
Yeah, I think it's dope because it's what that
Yeah, it's crazy.
That wind and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very windy.
I'll tell you another thing where the apologies don't be genuine is when you got to fucking ask for it. That's another sign.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, I don't know why.
They be like, why I got to apologize?
Because you fucked up.
You're not saying, right. You're not seeing what you did wrong.
And that's a part of that. Then that's a part of the apology. You're able to say what you did wrong.
Yeah. And you know, too, people don't want to admit when they're wrong. You know what I'm saying? I think the respect level come when you can admit when you're wrong about something. I think that I feel better if I can sit there and say, like, I text something today in the group, and my brother say, he texts me and he said, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? What the heck? Look, you know what I mean? But how the way I text it, because I wasn't paying no attention, and I just text something, you know what I mean? Well, and whatnot. And he texts me on low, like, are you okay? Are everything okay? And all this stuff like that. But that's what you do. You know what I'm saying? You do if someone say something out of pocket and you say, man, what the heck? I don't like him. You know what I mean? I wonder what he talking about. I'm okay with that because then when I look back, I say, oh shoot, I missed the text. I missed text what I supposed to text. You know, sometimes when you're supposed to text down and you said done.
Mm-hmm.
What the freak done?
What?
But that's why I'm glad I got friends to actually like say, you know, things like that. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna actually sit there and you can have a conversation about it. You know what I mean? I said something on a text that we had, and you know, my brother actually sat there and he said, hey, what's going on with you? Is everything okay? Because how the way I text back, and it was because I was talking and texting, or talking and driving. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm talking and driving, and I just press send. Yeah, I didn't
read it.
No,
mm-hmm.
No,
send it.
I just press send.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But sometimes when you know people, you can read between the lines.
Yep. And that's why he did what he did. He was like, is everything okay? And I appreciate him doing it because I had to go back and look. I said, oh shoot.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, next episode, we're going to, Ro came up with something. We're going to have the question of the day. But that'll be on the next episode that we do tonight. Right? Or you want to do it tonight? I mean, on this episode.
We can do that right now.
Yeah, it don't matter right now. The next episode.
Okay. Well, what's the question of the day then? Who got the question?
So, I thought about this earlier, which prompted me to ask. So it may be kind of long. All right. So you know how you got, what's the dating site? Was it Christian Mingles or Singles or whatever the hell it was?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I want to know is would you go to a strip club that's all virgins and you getting lap dances and they got on chastity belts?
Mm-mm. No.
No.
I don't want to go to that one.
No.
You know.
No.
That ain't going to be no good.
No. No, that's no.
I mean, it's a way. Yeah. It's a way for you to steal the same way you got the designer of Christian Single Mingles, whatever it was called. It's so, you know, they can go there. They don't feel like icky, you know what I mean, with all the body fluid. So, chastity belt, you know, grinding up on
that's them, case,
clanking and shit.
That's case. In that case, you might as well be like some of these people that got them VR headsets and go to the VR strip club.
You ain't get no action. Listen,
that's like going to church.
Listen,
nah, we good. You might as well be.
You know what?
I'm glad you said that.
You might.
That's what it's designed for.
Yeah, you know what? Go a little bit deeper on that. You that's case you can get one of them real dolls and hump away, I guess. Yeah, nothing, you know, you ain't getting nothing out of it, really.
The last
person, y'all have three messages.
UD, ID, yeah, I PD, see. Or what you call that stuff? When UT.
Yeah, UT.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got all three messages from Rock.
Hey, shout out to everybody. This is Rock. Yeah, and about these apologies, you know, I can just acknowledge something. They'll turn around. What you looking for apology? Whole cake ass nigga, did I say I'm looking for apology? I'm acknowledging shit. Well, I'm apologizing. Hey, fuck ass nigga. Check this out. This is how I see them type of people. When they come over my house and they let me know that they coming over, I go take the wipes out of the bathroom. Use that dry ass TP. And I know they ain't going to ask me about no wipes, because the only time they wash, they disinfect their asshole is when they're in the shower or the tub. And they don't do that every fucking day. Nasty ass motherfucker. That's why they got skid marks up in their shit. They know, I bet you they got all kind of butt crumbs all up in their bedroom sheets.
Oh,
damn.
Damn.
That's a little hard.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of hard. But you know the sad part about it? If they got that, that means that when they have sex, you're going to smell. I mean, whoever they have sex, they're going to smell every Christy crumb. Yeah. Ain't going to smell good. Mm-mm. Ain't going to smell good. So, but, yeah.
Shout out to everybody. This Rock. I haven't did this in a while. Say I come across a toxic motherfucker I'm related to, I'm going to take the good TP out the bathroom, and I'm going to rush up to the nearest fast food like Burger King. And I'm gonna get they rough asshole wiping ass napkins like them like that.
Oh wow!
Like your, when you grew up going to school, your elementary, your junior high, and your high school, and you go to wipe your ass and you take a shit. That's the type of napkins you gotta wet that shit before you wipe your ass, or you gonna cut your cheeks.
God damn! Cut him!
I'm saying, no, before I play the last message, the worst motherfucker is the one that talks shit, right? And then when you see them at a certain place, we just gonna say Home Depot. And the first thing they wanna do is throw their hand out. When they the ones who fucked up.
Yeah.
Telling lies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. You know, you do have people like that. I mean, you do have people
That's the type of dude you can't call him a whole ass nigga because he ain't fucking shit.
Yeah, you just dumbass. You do have people that they are like that. You know what I'm saying? They ain't want to throw no hands. Like I say, and I used to always say this a couple months ago. We can go to Monroe, man. They got the boxing ring right there. You pay the $50. You pay $50. I pay $50. We go box all day long. You know what I'm saying? But they only give you 30 minutes. 30 whoever minutes. Look, and we can do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look, it's straight up fighting. You know what I'm saying?
30 minutes a long time to get your ass whooped.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't want to do that.
3 minutes a long time to get your ass whooped.
That's the thing.
No.
A lot of people don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I said,
What they want to do is they want to get on their VR headset and act like they a southpaw. Nigga, it take motherfuckers years to be a southpaw. You talking about you a southpaw in one night? That's a lie. Bro, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? I mean, I ain't making it up. That's what the nigga said. The nigga got on stereo. That nigga got on stereo and said, I know how to fight southpaw. When? Oh, I'm a VR headset. What the fuck? Come on, man. You gonna get your ass whooped. That's exactly what's gonna happen.
Wow.
Since there's silence, because two of the people up here know who I'm talking about, I'm going to go ahead and play these last two messages.
Well, I mean, my iPad.
Hey, that's wild. Go to a Christian strip club, and you'll have the pastor as the DJ. Here we go on the pole, Sister Crystal, popping it. Y'all ready to get blessed by Sister Crystal? Let me hear amen. Amen. And here she go. popping it, twerking on you, you know. And she got the plate attached, you know, to her cheeks, to one of her cheeks, and she curved it around. She can either have, it's her choice. She can either have the plate attached to her cheeks, or she can have a pouch. And most of them, you know, they rather the pouch, you know. They want to feel the rub ons.
And what's so sad about it?
Hey, shout out to brother. Maybe you and CG. Who got that dry ass cough syrup Robitussin laugh? Who got that cough syrup ass laugh?
Bro,
that's Kelly girl.
Yeah.
Oh wow! Wow!
Look!
Wow! We got one more message.
Hey man, check this out. Man, I was in a chat the other night, and the sister and I, we was chopping it up. I forgot who it was, and we was talking about our people, and this Sarah came up. You know, she turned on cracker time. She got to cutting my messages. There was no need. I said, man, no empathy having motherfucker.
God damn. Hold on, Callie, you didn't answer the question the other day. I forgot about you.
Oh, what was the question?
You know what the question was.
Yes, you know the question.
No, I still remind me.
You know the question was.
No, she's trying to sit up there waiting for, she's trying to pray for the night for her boyfriend. I'm about to go to his house and I'm about to put it on my back door.
No.
He said put it in the back door.
We ain't gonna talk about that. No, I'll see him on Sunday.
Well, I'm about to see him on Sunday. I'm pinning him on my back, though.
I ain't gonna tell you what we do.
All
you need to know is that.
No,
I didn't tell you. I didn't say nothing.
Yes, you did. She said it last. She said, and we all got solid. Hey, Gerard, tell her she said it last week.
Oh, when she said the whole, when she asked that question as far as like, have we ever had anybody hold a cum in the back of their throat? You talking about that question?
Yeah.
Oh, that? Yeah. No, that was, well, that actually happened 2 weeks ago. It wasn't this last weekend. It was 2 weekends ago.
But it still happened, though.
It happened. Yeah.
It
definitely happened. I do not gargle. I take the whole lump of it. I take the whole lump and just down it goes like a pill.
Damn. God dog, girl. You
coax my throat.
No, we got to change the R. Kelly song. I'm a bad girl. Not shame of sucking it.
She like Dolly Nikki.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Damn.
Oh, we got another message.
I gotta ask, what do y'all do to change y'all profile pic? Cause it only let me do this avatar shit. I'm like, man, what the fuck is going on, man? I went to my picture and it said tap to change, and I went to tap to change, and it's still on the cartoon avatar shit.
Yep.
So what? I don't know. I know it did after the last update. It won't let me change mine either.
Yeah, it won't let me change mine, cause I was gonna change mine to the runny tail that also today, but it wouldn't let me change it. Yeah, well, let me change it. But we about to.
All right, Kelly, you gotta answer the question. The question, what you do? You gotta answer the question, which is.
I forgot.
No, seriously, repeat the question.
It was. Would you go? You know, like how you had the Christian Mingles Singles, whatever that website was.
Okay.
All right, it's a strip club.
Yes.
With the virgins, but they give lap dances. With chastity belts on.
Hell no.
Cause they waiting to get married. Or do you still go and get your lap dance?
But you're asking a female.
About would you go to strip club?
I've been to strip club.
It's a dude.
That's not true.
You got the men's
Gerard. I went to Magic City. Yeah. I got a lap dance. I don't mind. Yeah. I don't mind. But no, in that scenario, no.
Why not?
We'll go ahead and change it. It's a dude with a chastity belt on it.
Hell,
he got
yeah.
a chastity drawers on. You know what I'm saying?
You said hell yeah.
Face
hell,
a little bit, sure, yeah, come here.
She don't want them nuts locked up. She want him free balling.
Mm-hmm. Free. Let me get underneath you. Mm.
There you go.
Open the leg.
Kelly, do you have anything that you won't do?
Well, in reality, I do not like it. I do not like anal sex. I don't like it at all. It does nothing for me at all.
Okay,
but you like okay. You like giving it, right? You like, you don't receive it, but you
I play back there. Yes, I do.
Okay, so yeah, see that's
the, I mean, but what's the turn off though? I mean, you've been fisted. I mean, what do you? I don't understand.
Cal, you never gonna yeah. That's gonna forever be part of every episode.
Like I said, a couple episodes.
Since you said that,
I might as well put my forehead in you.
I mean,
possibly.
Is it, so that's the only thing that's off limit. Well, and that's not even off limits. It's just something you don't prefer to do.
I just don't prefer. Yeah, I mean, I've had it done. I don't prefer it. I don't get any satisfaction out of it. I know y'all like it because it's nice and snug. That's the only reason. But other than that, what the hell?
There's no y'all. There's no y'all.
There's no y'all. I don't do the butt okay. stuff. I okay. don't do the butt stuff. So no.
Uh oh.
Like I said last week, I will not do that. I don't do that. I don't care. Look. The only thing that my butt is made for is just to be white. That's it. And what the ain't nothing received to come in. So a lot of people like the you know, let me tell y'all this. And I just thought about
here we
this.
Go. Here we go.
Anytime we go. You stick your
his analogy.
In, anytime you mm-hmm. stick your tongue in the butt, you're receiving it. Think about it. The guy might say he receiving it.
Here we I told you I knew it. But he said the same thing last week.
Anytime somebody say they're not receiving something, you already received it. When she stick her tongue
up your butt,
you already receive it. Mm. And then you saying feel good. No, nigga, you can't write feel good. Catch up and catch on.
Catch up and catch on, really? All right. So on that note, we're about to close out, and then we're going to take a break and come back on, because we're going to take a two-week break, so we won't be on for the next couple weeks. So any final thoughts? We're going to start with Callie, since she's the guest on tonight. You have any final thoughts?
Any final thoughts? Keep on licking, folks.
Wow. Nice. You've been around road too long. All right, G-Man, Dale.
The only thing I have to say is, man, look, I appreciate the anniversary episode, and you know, we've come a long way, I appreciate you guys. That's all.
Yeah, and far as run and tell it, like I said again, you know, we gonna continue to run and tell it. You know, like I said, there's nothing off limits. We enjoy all our listeners. Like I said, Callie, you bring a little special flavor to the show. We appreciate you. And like I said, again, expect some great things in 25.
Yes, sir.
Bro?
The only thing I got to say is the front can be the rear. And the rear may be that middle. But let me tell you what. That front, who knows?
Huh?
I will play this last message and I'll give my final thought and then we can close out.
Wow, that's dope. A lap dance with the chastity belt? Hell no, I want to feel the cheeks. I don't want to feel that Circus City ass robot ass. Hell no, if I want some bot twat, man, I'll get some bot twat, but hell no, I want to feel the human cheeks. She better pop that shit, twerk that shit, toot them cheeks.
Hey, motherfucker be wanting to go crazy like that R2-D2 scream. That shit be sounding crazy. Be sounding crazy. Hey, let me take that back.
Wow.
That boy R2-D2 be screaming. That shit funny in the motherfucker when he be getting shot up.
Yeah. All
right. My final thought. Like I said, I appreciate the listeners, because without y'all, there wouldn't be a Running Tail at. I appreciate everyone that's in the podcast. Appreciate Callie, because she does bring another dynamic to the podcast.
She does.
Yes, so.
Anybody that can have Dell say shit every episode, good with me. Anytime she can make G-Man stutter, that's a win for me, because it makes me laugh. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate everyone that listens on stereo, everybody that's going to listen outside of stereo on all the other platforms that we're on. And I guess that's it. We're out.